Machadish Betuvoi. Hashem makes new with his Toiv B'chol Yom Tamid every single day. Massive Bereshis. The creations of Bereshis. So we say over here that Hashem is being Machadish daily, the Ma'aseh Bereshis. The Ksav Kabbalah explains this to be that without the daily chiddush of Hashem, there will be no zchus kiyum of the world. There's no muhzalkis, that kill of the world was there beforehand, so therefore it's here now. But without the daily chiddush of Hashem, the world will not have an ability to survive, to stay around. The Shalom says that the hand of Hashem didn't leave the world from giving a chiyus, even for a second. Because without it, there will be no kiyum to the world. Similar to what the Ksav Kabbalah says. The Alter of Slabotka used to say, Defar, therefore, a person is mechuyev, b'chol yoyim, to mechadish in his ma'isim, to go with a frishkeit, b'chol yoyim yil b'necha kechadoshim, and to try to go up in Madregas in his avodah. Now we say betuvoi. So the Ksav Kabbalah explains that this refers that even when Klal Yisrael is chayted and not zayche for this chiddush olam, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu betuvoi is mechadish the ma'aseh bereishis. Now the Maggid Tzedek says a different pshat in these words, a mechadish betuvoi b'chol yom tov ma'aseh bereishis. That we know Ein Kol Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. So how is it that we're asking, how is it that we see that Hashem is Mechadish Chadoshim? And then we answer, it's Ma'aseh Bereishis. That there's a Tanai, Hisnah HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ma'aseh Bereishis, that Hashem made a Tanai with Ma'aseh Bereishis. That for different things that they need, that the world will need for them. And when He created the sun, He created it and it should stop at certain times. The yam should split at certain times, and every other occurrence of nace, it was put in to the mice of Rages at the time they were created. They were programmed at certain times to do this, and therefore it's not a chodesh tachas hashamish, because this is the way that the mice of Rages were created. And that's what we're saying. I'm mechadish b'chol yom tuva b'chol yom tamid. Hashem mechadish every day. But what is he mechadish? Mice of Rages, the things that were originally made in the Ma'is of Rishis, and therefore they're not called real Chidushim now, because the world and these things were created with such a mechanism that they should deviate from their natural patterns at certain times and go with the ways that Hashem wants it to go at those times. Now the Rekech says that it refers specifically to the sun. That every day Hashem is mechadish the sun, because the sun, the goyim bow down to the sun, and therefore the sun goes ahead and is tevil in the nor of Eish every day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadishoy, that it should be able to be oyver Hashem nochem on the next day, and the tumah and the klipa of the people being mishtach with it shouldn't affect it. And that's the mechadish b'chol yom. The Nevesh HaChaim says, we say b'chol yom tamid to tell us that it's not only every day, but it refers to every second of the day that there's a Chiddush HaOlam. And without this Chiddush HaOlam, the world wouldn't survive, as we said. Now, Shem Shem Pinka says, sometimes, many times, people think that Hashem forgot about him. But a person has to know that Chas B'Shalom to think such a thing. Because everybody has to know that Hashem is mechadish them every single second of every single day. Not only him, but the entire world. So it's impossible that Hashem forgot everybody. And if a person's in a specific situation, if it's a sorrow for him, or it's not as easy as he would like it to be, it's not because Hashem forgot him, because Hashem is constantly being mechadish him and the rest of the world. But if that's because the way Hashem wanted it to be. But in a positive note, there's a goodness to this also. Because if every second needs a new chiddush, there's no mechayev that 1 second to the next should be the same. Just because somebody's sick today doesn't mean he should be sick tomorrow. If he's poor today, it doesn't mean he should be poor tomorrow. Or any other yeshua that a person will need from a specific situation. Because since every day is a new, every second something new, so to speak, so therefore, there's no mechayev that 1 second should be the same as the second before it, and the next second should be the same as it. And it's, if a person changes his chosim, it will automatically change, because there's no, so to speak, continuity between 1 second and the next, because each second is its own yetzira. And the Shabbos mechadish betuvah b'chol yom tamim ma'aseh bereishis. Now we say ka'amor. The oisa oyrim gedolim, Hashem makes big lights. Kila oylam chazdoi. Now we say the oisa. This is the raya says the rishus chachma. The mechadish betuva lechayim tamid. The oisa means to cancel and make a lashon hayve. Now these oyrim gedolim, the rekech, and others say are the oyrim gedolim that we weren't zeicha to yet. But we're going to be zeicha to it, Daragonus. But we're going to be zeicha to it. What Hashem created, the Mois HaMashiach. And the Rekach adds that we say, Kilalim Chazdoi, that there's a Chashav HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Hashem made like a brecha, like a wellspring, a hefzik between the Ma'arim and the Gdailim and the world. Because if the Shemesh wouldn't have this in front of it, it could ruin, it could destroy the entire world. And that's the chesed that Hashem does, that He separates the Ma'aris from the world with His vast gap, and He makes it in a way that the world should be protected and shouldn't be destroyed. Ozel Meir that protects the earth. These are the Atav of Hashem, that Hashem made it in a way to protect the world from being destroyed. The Yavit says, we say over here, the Oilam Chazdoi, because the Chesed that comes out of this R, that Hashem's Mechazdoi, Chol Yom Tamid, Oilam Gedoilam, much Hatava comes out, besides that we're able to see, it's good and healthy for the person, and a person can do all his Tzrochim, plants grow from it, and that's why we say, the Oilam Chazdoi, because much Chesed comes out of it. Now the Magid Tzedek explains a different reason why we need a chiddush ha'olam. Like b'frat, a chiddush ha'ma'iris. Because the Gemara Sukkot of Tess says that the ma'iris are like it, b'shvil the averis. The ma'iris are like it. So if the ma'iris are like it because of the averis, they should get smaller and smaller until they're not around anymore. We shouldn't be able to have a strong sun, and we should constantly be losing some of the kerach of the sun. It should get weaker and weaker. We should have less light and less benefit from it. But because of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is mechadish it, that it shouldn't come small, too small with our avarus, that the world shouldn't be able to function in a proper, prosperous way because of it. And this is the atavah that Hashem does for us. There's Mechadish, the Ma'aris specifically. Now some Nusach Svard have a Nusach have in the Bracha to say over here, V'hiski Ma'aris M'sameach Olamo Yashibara. Hashem is M'sakin Ma'aris to M'sameach the world that He created. The Kadmonim say they don't like this girsa because the Mesameh, the Eris were created to give light and not to Mesameh Olamot. But they were created for light. And therefore, the Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say it. To remember the Nusach of Svar that says it, L'char, we can be masber in two ways. One way, but the same diach, that it's called going to v'hiskim ha'oris, m'sameach ha'olamei ha'shebaro, that tikkun is not referring to the original, to the bria that we have now, But it could be that it's referring to the Aragonus. There'll be Mesamech Olamoy, Nas Olamoy. But this we don't have right now, and it's a Hemshech. Although we're saying Hashem made Aram Gedolim, but Aragonus and Kadosh Baruch Hu saved it for Tzadikim Nas Olamoy. And that's what it means in his Gemara, Mesamech Olamoy. Because the Aras of Bria that we have right now, but the Aras of the Aragonus, that Hashem saved. And that's what the Hiskin is. That it's not for right now, but it will be Las Alavoy. Similar to what we said, Hechen Ufahal, Zahre Chama, Hechen means that Hashem set it aside, the Argonos Ufahal, and He set into motion the art that we have. A different pshat could be that Fakat V'Hiskin is the Tikkun of Ma'iris, meaning that Hashem was mismayed the Yireach. And we said many times from the Mepharshim that there's an atava to this, there's a cycle of day and night, because if not, a person would never have a break, and the world would keep on running. And there's a benefit for a people that there should be a day and a night, that cycle. So that's the V'Hiskin Ma'iris, the Tikkun of Ma'iris, that there was made a Yom V'Layla, that the Hashem was mismayed the Yireach. Is Mesameach Arlamoy. If I care, the tikkun of it that it's smaller is in a way that's Mesameach Arlamoy, the cycle of day and night. Hashem set the world with a cycle of day and night. That Hashem is Mesameach Arlamoy, Mesameach Arlamoy. That is in an oven of Mesameach Arlamoy, that it makes the world happy with the cycle of life. That it's not a constant doing, but there's like, a, so to speak, a downtime at night. Then we say, Or Chodosh, I'll see you in Toyer. A new light will shine at Sion, and Nizke Chulano, we shall all be Zoyche Mehera speedily Lairi for its light. So the Torah brings a Machoikis, the Gainim, ready, if one should say it. The Rosh says the Yesh Aymer that you don't say it, because not Me'inin Abracha, because the Brachas are the lights that we have now, and the Chasima has to be Me'inin Abracha. But the Rosh says we say it because the brachas on the R are never b'sheishes to me abreishes, and the argonos that we're talking about is part of this R that was never b'sheishes to me abreishes. And R chadash means an R chadash shechidish b'sheishes to me abreishes. It doesn't mean a new entirety, but it means it came new in the sheishes to me abreishes. Now we said before from the Parami office that we have a brekel now of the Aragonos, and from that comes the Refuahs and Yeshuahs. Now, with these ads, it's better that we say it now because we even have somewhat of it with Manazah. The Rekech also says, Or Chodosh, that was Nischadosh, the first day of the creation of the world. V'nizkech ulanu mehera la'or, it means the Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Or Li. Now the Gaon says that this Or Chodosh will be a raya, that Hashem created the world. Because also Lavoi, the Laila Kiyom Yoyer, and if there were two different Barim of Yom Lailah, it wouldn't be like that. And then everybody would know, Baruch Atah Hashem Yoytze HaMa'iris, that Hashem created both Ma'iris and does not cast Hashem two different Kaychis. And that's why it's Me'ena Chasima, because this will be the Raya, that Hashem is Yoytze HaMa'iris, that Hashem made both the Kaychis of Yom Lailah. Now the Yosef says that we say our Chodesh Al Tzio in Tayer, so our Chodesh is talking of this man of Mashiach. So we say V'nizkeh Chulonu Mehera La'oiroi. And the reason for this is because the Gemara and Hedrin tells us B'itei B'chishenu, and Mashiach comes at its right time. Not everybody's going to be Zeicher to it, but if it comes when Klai is Zeicher, everybody will get it, because there won't be Chavli Mashiach. But if it comes at the end of time, then there'll be Chavli Mashiach. And that's why we say Mehera, that should come before the time that it's set to come. Because of this chusam of Klai Yisrael, and then V'nizkeh Chulonu, we will all be Zeicher, because there won't be the Chavli Mashiach. The same Chassidim says, we say Kniske Chulonim Mehera La'ira, even those that are in Zaycha, because when there's a greatest gallus of Or, everybody sees it. Roshim Chalayama Shalei Roy Cheska Ben Buzi, because when there's a Riboy and a Sheva of the Or of Ruchnius, even though there are boys of Avedrega, get to see it. The Shibayli Aleket has a whole different reason why we say it. That yes, it's going and there are agonus, but still we say now, says the Shibayli Aleket, because it's not a new R, but the R agonus is a part and parcel of this R, and this R will get bigger, but it won't be a new R, and therefore it's Me'ein Echasimo. This is the Pshutei Shalmikra of the Pshat in the Bracha. The Magid Tzedek says that it's also a tefillah on the Torah, the Or Chodesh of Tzion Torah, because Tzion is Yerushalayim, and it's going to be all over, so why do we say Tzion? Which we'll speak about in a minute, if it's not. But the Magid Tzedek says it's referring specifically to the Torah, that everybody will understand the Torah. And the Torah comes from Tzion. Hashem will be made of everybody's Einayim and Torah. Shimon Schwab says in a similar note that this R is a Ruchnius de Gahar. And that's why we say Mehero, because we want Mashiach to come speedily, so we should all have this R Ruchni that will come. Shem Shalom for Hirsch says, the same way Hashem was burying our Gashmi, so too Hashem was burying our Ruchni, and that's what we're saying in this Bracha. And our Ruchni will be mayor for everybody in the world, just as we know that our Gashmi is mayor for everybody in this world. Now we said beforehand, the Peshat, why we say Atziyah and Torah, if it's our Ruchni, if it's our Atayra, but if it's our Gashmi, why are we, that will come bigger? In a Gashmistic sense, it's not referring to the Torah. Why do we say Atziyah and Torah, the Torah will be on the entire world? So Rabban Meir brings a medrash that the medrash says Kol HaBrachos Kulam B'Shvil Tzion. They're giving the schus of Tzion. They come from Tzion, and therefore we say Or Chodesh Al Tzion Toir. And we end off in Nizkei Chulonim Mehera La'Oroi. So Avigdor Miller says when Mashiach comes, we want that it shouldn't be a name of the Ksuva. We want that we should be Zaycha for the Atav that Hashem is going to give us the Lava, and that's what we say in Nizke Cholanu. We should be Zaycha to it, mitzad our Meisim, and it shouldn't be a name of the Ksuva that we should be embarrassed that we're getting free presents. Because the Tavka of a person coming to this world is that he should be Zaycha to the Schar of the Lava, and it shouldn't come to him for nothing, because that's name of the Ksuva. We say, Baruch Ato Hashem. Yoitzer Hamayrus. So the Rebbe Yaakov points out that we say in this bracha R five times, Keneg the Chamishi Chum Shei Torah, and he says this B'Shem the Medrash. Now, what are these Ma'iris? So the Yaakov says it's referring to the R Shemesh and the R Agonuts. Not necessarily the Shemesh V'Yireh, but the R that we have now and the R Agonos, because it's going back on the Pasuk of our Chodesh Atziyah and Toyer, and therefore it has to be made in a Chesim that we're referring to that as well. And if Shimon Schwab says it's referring to our Ruchni Begashmi in the same sense. If Shimon Shem Pinkus says that besides the Pshutei Shalmikra of this Bracha, but the R refers to the R of Atovo that Hashem does for us in this world. The bracha that Hashem gives for us. And the time that Hashem gives to us. That just like in a real sense, Ma'at min or is Deicha Habim min HaChoshech, so to in the Yad Hashem, the Atovo of Hashem, the Atovo, which is the R that Hashem gives a person, the goodness that Hashem gives a person, even a little bit can be Deicha, much bad, much of evil, much sorrow and tzaris. In the same sense, that R is doich, Ma'at Ben R is doich, Harbim and Achoyshech.